Those Straitjackets are a four-piece guitar instrumental band that add to the mystery of their live shows by wearing Mexican wrestling masks. And they do vocal albums. They bring along the best to help them out, as they have on their latest one called Rock on Español, which is Spanish versions of some rock classics. One of the vocalists on the album is Big Sandy. He is the leader of Big Sandy and the Flyright Boys. He's here with them today, and they'll start off with this one, De Día y de Noche. God Save the Kinks. Rock en Español, Volume 1, De Día y de Noche, from our guest today, Los Straitjackets. Big Sandy on vocals on that one. And one thing I think you guys ought to set straight is this is not, you didn't just go out there and translate these songs. These are, these were all covered back in the day by Mexican bands. Was that how it worked out?
Yeah, this is a tribute to Mexican rock and roll bands of the early 60s. A lot of these are cover tunes. The only one that we actually translated was... Give Me a Little Sign, which we had our friend Luis Arriaga in Los Angeles translate for us.
Now, you've done a single in the past. I guess Sandy sang on a single this concept in the past.
Yeah, that's how this thing all started. We, just for fun, several years ago, probably about 8 years ago, we recorded a single with Big Sandy, La Plaga by Los Teen Tops and Que Mala by Freddie Fender. And the single was really popular with our fans and with Big Sandy's fans. And when we did sing along with Los Straitjackets, he was an obvious choice for a guest vocalist. And we took him out on the road with us, and we did quite a few Mexican rock and roll things then. And then it just really became obvious, we got to do a whole album of this stuff. And several years later, we finally got around to doing it. We found the right producer, and we got it done.
Producer being Cesar Rosas from Los Lobos. And you also got a guy you may better talk a little bit about, the lead singer from the Midnighters.
Yeah, Little Willie G.
Little Willie G, who sung along. Now, he's from back in the day, right?
Yeah, you want to talk more about him?
Yeah.
Big Sandy.
Growing up in the L.A. area, that there's no escaping the fact that the Midnighters were like, they were like gods in our area. They were like, it gets mentioned a lot, but they really were like kind of the Beatles of our that part of the country. So to be in the same studio to work alongside him, it was really an honor, you know.
Now, Sandy, you're known for everything from Western swing to rockabilly, early country, all this roots music. Was this, what music did you actually grow up on?
The things you just mentioned, it's kind of a mix of it all, you know. Doo-wop music was sort of the music in the air. The oldies radio like played a big part in my life, and there were some really strong stations that were still going at the time. And but you'd also hear some of these Mexican rock and roll songs. There's been a long tradition of country and hillbilly. A lot of people don't think of LA when it comes to that kind of music, but there was a strong scene. There still is a strong scene for that sort of thing there. So it's kind of it's always been a musical melting pot, and I kind of absorbed it all growing up. You know?
I guess everybody in L.A. came from somewhere.
Yeah.
So that all makes sense. Well, can you do the one that you guys did, the Brenton Wood?
Let's do that. Our version is called Dame Una Seña.
Dame una seña, or give me a little sign in simultaneous translation from Big Sandy singing with Los Straitjackets, who are live here today on the cafe doing some music from Rock en Español, Volume 1. Now, if people know this band, one of the things they know is from the very beginning, they have always performed in Mexican wrestling masks. And today, Danny, you're wearing one, and is this kind of like a Kiss thing? Is this you feel your power will go out if the people see you without your makeup, your mask?
I'm just more comfortable with it on.
So are we.
But doom. Now you mentioned you know, a lot of these are songs that were singles in Mexico, but I've been reading up on what's happening with your guys' career, and one of the things that seems really only because you keep putting exclamation points after it in, on your website, is that your career in Spain proper has really like taken off big time over the last few years. Has it had anything to do with these songs, or is it just in general?
Just in general. All the Spanish-speaking countries we do pretty well in.
Yeah, but I think there's a really good rock and roll scene in Spain.
Yeah,
we're enthusiastic, and we play there, and the crowds are great. And I think it's what I find is they have less interest in the Spanish version of these songs because they've heard it or something.
Yeah, know? Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
yeah. So you
that's not the case in Mexico, though. I think they're kind of sort of flattered that we're doing it.
Yeah.
Now, were you a little afraid first time you guys went to Mexico? Because, I mean, they might have thought you were making fun of things.
Yeah, that's exactly my fear.
They picked up right away, though, that we were paying tribute to their culture.
Yeah.
That was a love of aspects of their culture that was what was behind what we were doing.
It sort of sparked a new thing over there, though, didn't it?
I mean, yeah, it really... Mexican wrestling is a lot more popular there with the young, trendy people. And the wrestlers have acknowledged that we've helped the popularity there.
That is so great. Have you ever actually played a wrestling match? Have you played out a...
No.
Not a real one. I mean, we
did an incredibly strange wrestling one.
Yeah, we've done some... Yeah, they're not real wrestling matches.
Yeah. Those Straight Jackets are playing live today. Tell you what, let's go all instrumental. Can you guys go back and do a surf tune for us?
Yeah, sure. So do one called Pacifica.
Yeah.
Classic in their own right, Los Straight Jackets doing a version of Pacifica for us today on the cafe. Los Straight Jackets are from Nashville, and one may scratch their head at the what began as a surf band coming out of landlocked Tennessee. But I mean, back in the day, the Astronauts were from Colorado, right? And how did you fall in love with this music to begin with?
we always liked instrumental music. You know, Link Wray and the Ventures. So
it's not necessarily the surf music aspect.
No.
Yeah,
not for me personally. I mean,
it's just guitar instrumentals.
Yeah. And Danny and I both just kind of wound up in Nashville because we like guitar music.
And we both had a history of doing guitar instrumentals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Naturally, we hooked up because we were the only two in Nashville that seemed to be into that at the time.
The first gig, we both showed up in Nashville in the mid-80s. And I think the first gig I played there, Danny introduced himself to me and he said, "I never thought I'd hear anybody do a Link Wray song in Nashville." So we kind of struck up a friendship.
Bingo.
Yeah.
What do you want to do next?
You mentioned the first single that we did. Maybe we can do that.
Oh yeah,
is that one? Did we talk about that? Doing that?
Which one?
Yeah.
La Plaga by Los Teen Tops. It's
this is the song that sort of began our relationship.
Yeah.
Together.
La Plaga, that's from the single, the first time these guys got together, Big Sandy and Los Straitjackets playing live. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Being here, a real treat. And we'll be back in a moment here in the World Cafe.